In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Hey, BT and Sal back on the Fan. It's Dominic
the Dominic. Now, see, I don't associate this. I never associated this with being Italian.
Oh, 100%.
To me, it was always Christmas.
Wow,
I guess I never thought
come
of it.
Come on, man. It's not a Italian Christmas song. My grandmother used to sing this.
Maybe I'm getting it mixed up. Maybe it isn't.
It's the Italian Christmas donkey.
Yeah, okay. So
it's Italian.
Yeah, the donkey. Whatever. All right,
love
there you
it.
Go.
Although it does bother a lot of Italians, actually.
Does
this,
it?
This one doesn't bother me.
Why does it bother Italians?
I don't know.
I like
the Sopranos
song.
Bothered some
That's
people.
That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with people?
The misrepresentation of culture, which, you know, listen.
Misrepresentation? That's...
No.
Come on.
It's a perfect encapsulation if you're really thinking about it.
I mean, obviously, there was a lot of bad there.
Well, of course.
And a lot of good as well. The respect part of it is my big thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
I totally know what you're saying, of course.
PT and Sal, back on the Fan. All right, Hoff, what do you got for us here? You've been teasing.
Okay. Yeah,
don't be a donkey with this.
Yeah. So, John Morosi went on a little while ago with MLB Network and said, quote unquote, there are two teams that stand above the others.
Oh, wait, John Morosi, let me guess. The Blue Jays.
No.
And one of them's on a flight out there today.
I will tell you this much. One is an AL team, one is an NL team.
Okay, let me guess here. Talking about Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns,
yes.
So wait a second. So two teams he's saying stand out to get Corbin Burns.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Yanks Mets.
No way.
Try it again.
Mets have no interest in him.
Not Mets.
I'm gonna guess
not Yankees.
I'm gonna guess the Orioles and Blue Jays.
You got one right.
Okay.
The Orioles are one.
Okay.
The other team
Dodgers
from Yes.
Oh, Dodgers, yeah.
Wow.
Do you imagine that?
No,
well,
not
they're gonna
really.
Lose Walker Buehler,
I guess.
Potentially, they're going to get
Walker Buehler. Corbin Burns is the best free agent on the market.
Yeah, he's going to be a bust, man. I'm telling you. I would not pay him that much money.
I don't think he's going to be a bust. I mean, I'd love to see him in New York, but it just sucks.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, even if you guys got him,
now,
I think it would make you so much better.
David Stearns, here's all you need to know. David Stearns would want no part of Corbin Burns. He knows him. The Mets need pitching, and there's no chance the Mets would even be in on Corbin
unless
Burns.
They whiff on Soto.
I don't think so.
Then I think they might pivot.
I don't think at all. I would bet that the Mets wouldn't touch Corbin Burns.
Why though?
I don't think they're interested in the player.
The age,
all
filthy,
and him and the player.
He's, I mean, there's some issues there. I'll take him.
Yeah, I just buyer beware. Let somebody else. I'd rather go shop in the bargain bin for the pitchers. Yeah. I'm not giving. What is he going to get? Did Morosi give any numbers?
200 mil.
That's
what I've seen kind of floated out there. Yeah, in that 7-ish years. Yeah.
You're crazy, Sal. I can't believe Corbin Burns is the best starting pitcher out there. The Mets, besides hitting and Juan Soto, what do they need more than anything else? Starting pitching.
I wouldn't. Here's all I know. I wouldn't touch him myself. And the Mets, have the Mets been linked to him at all? No. Because they have no interest in Corbin Burns. And there's a legitimate reason for that. You shouldn't be paying pitchers what he's going to get long term. You just don't do it. I wouldn't even want him in the short term. Also, I think that there were some, like I said, issues where maybe his personality wouldn't be a great fit in New York. Remember, Stearns knows him well. They had the issue with the arbitration stuff.
That's true.
Mets aren't going near him. And if I were the Yankees, I wouldn't touch him either. Yeah, real quick.
I have one question on that. Because to your philosophy, you can't go and pay pitchers. Mm-hmm. You don't pay starting pitchers. And I'm not totally against that. But you can't keep on just throwing things against the wall and hopefully that they work out. You have three major starting pitching positions open. You can't just go and get, all right, maybe this guy's going to have a renaissance year. You can't do that.
There's only so many of those guys, those transfer, those reclamation projects, to your point, like Manaea and obviously Seve, both of whom could leave. Listen, the Mets have, this is where it gets really interesting. Like, there's a perception, well, the Mets get Soto, Mets are done. Mets get Soto, they better just get started.
Correct.
I mean, geez.
Soto's just to get it started. Both these teams, though, need that. You're right. It can't be Soto and then that's it. No. Mm-hmm. It's Soto and then either Adames or, as you brought out, maybe trade for Vlad Guerrero.
Christian Walker for the Alonso Yankees. Yeah. They got to get him.
Yeah, right. It starts with the Mets, regardless of whether I want Burns or not or whether they want Burns or not, they're going to need pitching and a lot of it.
Question for you. Yeah. And I do understand like your premise about, because you're pretty much paying for about 40 to 50% of what Corbin Burns has already done.
Correct.
I get that. That's not a really prudent way to move about building a team, but would you rather give money, which you can always recover, or give prospects and trade for Crochet? What's more, you need pitching.
I'd rather trade for Crochet.
Okay, I thought you'd say that. By the way, I would probably agree with that.
I don't even know if I want to do that, but of the two, I think that would be the better investment. You're giving up a lot of prospects, sure, mm-hmm. but you're buying high side on Crochet and not paying for what he did in the past, to your point.
Yep.